You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Drinkies! It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
We can play the fun beat, Anika said.
Yes.
Please, discuss. Sorry, let me just get my bearings. It's a bit awkward.
Discuss.
No, I think it's cool if you guys discuss the little wares.
Yeah,
and ablutions and trinkets.
I've got I have nothing to do with this. I'm just here.
We have here the Limelight. It's part of our new summer pride cocktail season at Basement Theatre. We try and do one.
A cocktail season?
Yeah, we try and do one every season.
Limelight, like
theatre. That's right, yeah, thematic, you're onto it. I love a good thematic choice. So
awesome.
That is part of the reason why I chose this one for today.
Beautiful.
Yes, it's simple lime gin, soda, with a little bit of agave syrup. Perfect for summer. Light and refreshing. Delicious.
Yum. Hmm. Well, I'm excited to give it a crack.
Yes, I hope it's good.
Give it a slurp. How about you, Anika? Are you keen?
Yeah, I'm so keen. Would you like to make one and talk us through
the process?
Yes, of course. Yeah, by all means. I have a glass here for those who can't see it.
There's a glass.
Very simple little premix of 60 mils of gin is how we're doing it at Basement, but you can always do less if you're not much of a gin fan. We use Beefeater. Good solid gin.
We need the mic up in there to get the sort of ASMR of it all.
Oh, yo, get it in.
That would be awesome.
When we can.
Yes. Yep. Yes, pouring ASMR. Yeah, nice. Good. Listen to this, guys. Oh my god, I'm going to spill it a bit.
Oh! Hopefully no one pissed themselves right now. Oh gosh, that was quite textural.
Real heft to that drop.
Gorgeous.
Delicious agave syrup. We love agave syrup. We got a whole bunch of it for free. And so we just put it in everything.
Awesome.
So everyone, back agave syrup.
I'm seeing a nice sort of like barley sort of looking colour.
So what we're
green.
Yes, it's good. Kind of cloudy, juicy vibe for the start, and we'll dilute with the soda. But what we've done is just done 60 ml of gin, and then just like a handful of ice. We've done 30 ml of lime juice, and then about 30 ml of the agave syrup. Give that bad boy a bit of a stir, and you just want to top it with soda at the end. Very simple, very easy.
Divine.
Voila. We have some dried limes here for the garnish to make that look fancy. So here we are. Voila.
Oh,
voila. And they smell so good. I don't know if you guys are a fan of lime smell, but my lord.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us a whiff quickly.
No!
That's the good.
Freeze-dried lime.
Right. So that's it. That's the cocktail. Super simple.
And that's called a Limelight.
We call it the Limelight. Yes, it's a play on a classic Tom Collins. If anyone out there is familiar with the Tom Collins cocktail, it's pretty much a similar vibe. They use lemon juice in that, and we use lime in this.
Yeah. Slay. Get in there.
Should we give it a try?
Yes.
Yeah. Get in there. I'd like to have a sip of the Limelight.
Oh, you can have a whole glass.
Shall we cheers to Pride season?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, get that clink ASMR.
Do we want to sip
Let's
right
go. 3, 2, 1, and.
Oh, that was a. Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Well, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, that's. That
My
goes down
too.
Very nice.
Yeah. You're in the sun, you're like, well, yeah, I have another one of those.
It's delicious. I'm not even a gin girl, but I can get on board.
Yes, I hear. I'm not much of a gin guy myself, and I thought to myself, this.
Could run.
Make me a gin man.
Exactly.
Here I go.
I could be a gin man.
Pray tell where to collect this again.
This is at Basement Theatre. Mm-hmm. It'll be on for our summer pride season, which goes for like another 2-ish+ months. So it'll be around mostly for that time period. There's also 4 other cocktails on that menu which you can try. Please come and try them. We would love for you to get involved in our cocktails. This is a kind of new thing for us. We didn't really do it all that much back in the day.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to get more into it seasonally.
Do the other cocktails have fruity names as well?
One of them is called the Prideapple Daiquiri, which is a pineapple daiquiri.
Yes.
In case you can see through that. But anyone out there? So that's another fruity name. The other ones, one's called a lemon flower spritz.
That lemon sounds awesome.
Lemon flower, elderflower spritz.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious.
Mine's
just called the Sazerac, which is just it's a cocktail. Sazerac.
Banging.
Pouring there, no fruity name there. And the last one, it has escaped my mind right now, but if I come, if
Escape
I remember
Escape the
it,
mind cocktail, I'd like
yeah,
one.
I'm just going to yell it out. Well, yeah.
Exactly right. Let it escape your mind. And tell me about the show that's about to open tonight. What's that say?
Yeah, well, at 6:30, it is opening night for Can't Think Straight, a queer variety show, which I've basically decided it's just a glorified open mic, and I've just was sick of actual stand-up open mics.
In it.
and sick of comedians. No, we've got, like... But we don't need to say that on air. That's fine. Just don't let them hear it. We've got... tonight we've got a drag performer, Toasty Sandwich. We've got a sketch comedian.
Toasty Sandwich
from Hamilton. How good.
Yeah.
Marshall Lorenzo, who's a sketch comedian, a show called Baby Gorgeous. Wrote for Canada's Drag Race. And studied at Second City in Chicago. So he just came back there last year.
Serious buzz.
Jules Daniel, who is a musical comedian from Wellington. We've got Billy T nominee David Stewart. David Stewart.
That's various.
And then it's different lineup for the next two nights. Different people, but still drag, comedy, and... Oh, and Tash Lay. Tash is doing... We've got a theatre maker.
Oh.
So what that's going to be...
Oh, big boobs.
I don't know.
I've heard about those people before.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, don't concern yourself with such things.
Well, hey, neither do I.
You'll find out. This drive show is about to turn into a little bit of a, if we keep drinking. Anyways, shout outs to you guys. Adam and Bridie from Basement Theatre. Get down there. The Pride season's sounding banging as usual.
Hell yeah.
The programming's always so fucking good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like different every week, guys. So.
Next week we're doing Big Queer Improv Party as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds... Also really fun. Mm. Big queer improv. Well, hey, shout outs to you. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks
for coming through and having a clank.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Period.
Cheers.
Shout outs to the gays.
Shout outs to
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.